So this Sunday at 7:30 at Ridgefield Playhouse, singer-songwriter Suzanne Vega is going to perform her hits and her new stuff. She is all set to do Tom's Diner, and I got details from her about what that's all about.
Yeah, it was sort of artfully manipulated to seem as though it was stream of consciousness. It's meant to be a little portrait of a person who's feeling alienated from pretty much everything. I thought of it as kind of like a tiny French film where people were feeling sort of existentially alienated. The end of the song, the person thinks of a voice from someone that they loved, and that's like the one moment of emotional connection. So I did not expect it to be the great hit that it became.
Were all those things literally happening, or are they just figments of your creative mind?
I'm sure one or two of those things happened, but certainly it didn't happen the way it happens in the song. Maybe 75% of it was invented or happened on a different day. Maybe 25% actually happened on the day I wrote it.
Tom's Diner. Now, is that the same Tom's Diner featured in Seinfeld, or a totally different place?
That is the same Tom's Diner. It's called Tom's Restaurant, actually. And, it's up there on the Upper West Side on 112th Street in Broadway. It's a real place. You can really go there and have coffee if you want. Hi, this is Suzanne Vega, and you're listening to Mike Bennett on WHUD.
I like that little drawing out of the D there. That's good.